Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews presents Game of Thrones. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the weeks in comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest episode of Game of Thrones, pause the podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning. We'll probably be cussing and stuff. So if that's not your thing, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, welcome everybody.
Welcome.
We'll be talking about Game of Thrones, episode 8 of season 6, No One. That's the episode title. We're going to be talking about that right now on this podcast.
Is there any story time for the listeners?
I don't know. Oh, I should tell the story about my boss. Dude. So, I go to work on Monday, and, like, one of my coworkers who's a little shit, like, walks up to my car and starts telling me, like, my boss got sent home on Sunday. I'm like, get out of my face, you're full of shit. And then, like, come to find out, like, he didn't get sent home, he just fucking left. Like, he got angry. So, like, the owner of the company came in, and he's, like, a 94-year-old man, and he started kicking off at my boss about the landscaping, and my boss is like, that's not something we take care of. We have, like, employees that take care of that. And then, like, another partial owner who's, like, in charge of all that stuff. And, like, he gives Dan a budget, and this wasn't part of the budget. And so he starts kicking off at my boss about the grass and all this stuff that we need to do and whatever. And my boss just kicks off right back, just fucking goes in the office, throws his radio, throws his keys. He's like, I'm fucking done, and leaves.
What a rebel.
Yeah, and then, so nobody knows what's going on, like, Monday, Tuesday, because he has those off, and we're like, what's going on? Like, we haven't heard anything, and then, like, we hear he's going to talk to, like, some of the bosses, some of the managers or whatever, and then, like, they're like, oh, they're going to meet Wednesday morning, and we all think he's going to get fired, but then, like, one of the guys is able to convince the owner, like, not to fire him, and he just got written up for insubordination. It was
ridiculous.
A wild ride.
Well, that's a fun story, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, personally, I'd never walk away from a boss or an owner or anything, even if I don't even like him or respect him. But at the same time, I understand where he's coming from because this company is so backwards. So,
yeah.
Whatever.
So, just a little update for you guys. Of course, we have been telling you that Wizard World is this weekend, so we'll be producing a Wizard World podcast along with the news podcast.
They'll be together.
Yeah, they'll more than likely be together to fill time slots for us. And then, as well as that, not this weekend, but E3 did happen this past week. Super excited about all the stuff that came out. And we're going to be doing a podcast next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Next Volca.
Yes.
Yeah. So, any other things? Oh, you had a job interview.
Oh, yeah, I did get a job interview. Yes.
You pretty much got the job.
Yeah, I just got to go take a drug test and a background check and fingerprint live scan.
Dope.
In my opinion, I mean, in my experience of many jobs that I've had, whenever they usually get you to that step, it pretty much means you're in the door.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you don't have any outstanding criminal background that you lied about, or, you know, if you fail your drug test, you're obviously not going to get hired. Something along those circumstances.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah, so there's only 2 weeks left of Game of Thrones. So we have this one to talk about and then two more after this.
It's winding down, guys.
So can't wait for next week and the following week to kind of see how the season ends or whatever. But
hasn't been quite what I've hoped for this week. I mean, up to this point, I thought the season was going to be a little bit more crazy than it has been, but there's still hope because obviously there's still two more weeks left and a lot of shit happens in these episodes.
Right.
So
it's going to be crazy.
Hopefully for the last 2 weeks, they just completely kick off and shit just goes down, I hope.
Oh yeah, I think that'll happen for sure. So can't wait for those. So let's jump right into it. So part of the story includes the Brienne story. She makes it to River Run, and her and Jaime have all that chemistry and sex stuff going on, sexual tension,
sexual healing.
Yeah.
No. But they had a lot of kind of sexual tension. Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird, yeah. And, like, Bron's, like, fucking with Pod. He's like, would you fuck her?
Would you
he's like,
fuck her?
He's like, I'd fuck her. He'd fuck her.
He for sure would fuck her.
And he's like, show me your stance. He's like, lick your feet, and punches him right in the face.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah. So, essentially, Brienne is there to try to convince the Blackfish to go fight for Sansa. And he's like, nah, fuck off. I'm not leaving my home. And then, like, Lord Edmure, like, I'm your lord, let me in. And they're like, we have to let him in. And then he's like, okay, we give up.
Yeah. There is Jaime was using his son against him, saying, you know, he'll bring him here.
Yeah.
Kill him, essentially.
Yeah, Jaime gave a very moving speech about how he doesn't give a fuck about anything except for Cersei.
Yeah.
So.
Some deep incest love there.
Yeah. It's moving. But the Blackfish helps Brienne and Pod escape on a boat and then fights to the death and dies. We don't see him die. They just tell us he dies.
What do you think about that? Why didn't he just go with them?
He's a stubborn old man. He'd rather die fighting than, you know, anything else. Like, but the thing that doesn't really make sense is, like, he would have still died fighting if he wouldn't fought for Sansa. But, like, maybe he's just he wants to die fighting for his home.
Yeah. He's just not willing to give up his home.
Right.
To go fight another war that's not for his home. When, right. If he leaves, then he's for sure going to give his home up.
Yeah. So.
It's a lot of intricate details there. Yeah.
And then Brienne and Pod are, like, paddling down the river, and Jaime sees her, and he's like, waves. And she's like, I love you, Jaime. Yeah.
Like the fucking, the awkward fucking thing from, what's it called? Hunger Games.
Oh.
The little fucking four-finger salute that they give her into with the thumb, like, inside your palm. That just reminds me of it, and it's just like, you know, and I'm just
the
like,
number four.
Four, District Four.
Yeah. So that is Brienne and Jaime's kind of story throughout this. What do you think of this?
Well, I think, I don't know the guy's name, the one that just went in there and surrendered. I really don't feel like he had any other logical choice. I mean, what would you do? I mean, it's your child on the line.
Right.
So, of course, you care more about your own blood than you do your kingdom, most likely.
Yeah, and I mean, he had no guarantee that, like, that stuff wouldn't happen anyway.
Yeah.
But now, at least he's, like, he's actively trying to stop it from happening.
Yeah, I think he'd rather see his people live.
Right, so... yeah, I don't think he really had a choice. I found, like, the Brienne and Jaime stuff to be kind of funny and, like, a little bit interesting. Like,
yeah.
I like Jaime a lot, like, the more, like, we kind of get through his character, you know? Like, he goes from, like, being, like, a super hated character and, like, we kind of arc into something better. So, that's good.
I do love his character a lot. He's steadily becoming one of my more favorite characters, for
right.
sure.
Yeah. So, are we done with this story?
Yeah.
All right. Arya.
Ooh. Gooden. Another Gooden week from Arya storyline.
Yeah. So, like, the actress lady, like, takes her in and starts helping her. And then, of course, that other lady who wants to kill her shows up and, like, straight fucking murders the actress.
The way she just, like, runs.
Dude, the way she looks, like, is, like, makes me laugh. Like,
when, like, Arya's, like, tumbling down through, like, the stairs and stuff, and she's just, like, running along the wall randomly. I'm just, like, started laughing, like, hella hard. I was just like, what is going on here?
Dude, so I didn't care about, like, anything up until, like, when they're in the cave, and, like, Arya fucking slices the candle. I was like, oh,
yeah, dude. I thought I was like, dude, straight fucking Daredevil shit right there, dude. I was like,
and then,
I was
like,
juiced.
She shows back up at, like, the faceless man's place and, like, cut that bitch's face off and put it on the wall.
What a salve, dude.
I know.
She's like, my name is Arya Stark and I belong in Westeros.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going home.
And he's like, nods to her, like, go ahead, little one.
Yeah, he's like, finally, a girl is no one. She's like, a girl is Arya Stark of Winterfell, you fucker. You fucking wanker. Yeah, it was pretty great. I was like, yes, something is happening.
Yeah, dude, her storyline finally got interesting.
Oh, and we called it. We're like, yeah, she's just going to go. She's not going to give all that up. She's just going to go back and kill all the people, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were right.
She's going to go stand by Sansa and Jon Snow, the bastard child.
So, yeah, I quite liked Arya's storyline in this. Yeah. I thought it was great. So.
I thought it was really garbage, and then all of a sudden it just picked up within the last three episodes, yeah, for sure. It got really sure. good, honestly.
Yep. Was it worth the wait, though? You feel like they could have sped this
yes
along?
Yes, yeah, they definitely could have sped it along for sure. But I think it's more intriguing what she said that what she's going to do, though, because she didn't say she's going to go back home to Winterfell.
Nope.
She says, so everybody knows what's east of Westeros.
Oh, yeah.
But what is west of Westeros? Nobody knows. It's everybody thinks that's the edge of the world. She wants to go find out what it is.
Yeah.
That's intriguing to me.
Is intriguing.
All of a sudden, she ends up like fucking Neverland.
All the maps end there.
Fucking Narnia or some shit. Dude, I don't know, dude.
Fucking the Shire.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Middle Earth and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah. So, moving on. Cersei.
Yes.
Cersei. She's all like the faith militant. That's what they're called. We couldn't remember their name before.
Yes.
But the faith militant are like, you're coming with us. The High Sparrow would like to see you. She's like, if the High Sparrow wants to fucking see me, he can come see me. And they're like, don't force us to be violent. And then fucking the mountain fucking rips a dude's fucking head off.
Yeah, dude. Pretty gruesome.
It's pretty gruesome. But then she's like, trial by combat. I have the mountain. And then the king's all like,
no trial by combat is ever permitted in Westeros.
Yes, this is a barbaric act that takes the fate out of the hands of the gods. I don't know why I made him Indian.
He says something along the lines of, it allows the rich to escape the judgment of the gods and stuff. It's like this act directly defies the gods. I said some cool shit like that. I was like, dude, what a good speech.
Fucking wanker.
Fucking Tommen, dude, you little fucking
cocksucker. I don't like Tommen right now.
Yeah, dude, he's a little fucking chode.
I know. What the fuck? So, what do you think of this? Is this good, bad?
At least Joffrey wouldn't do this to us. Like, Joffrey would be
a cunt. I saw
that
meme. Did you see that meme?
What?
Where Joffrey is like, oh, the faith has taken over and the royals are all in chains. It's like, miss me yet?
Miss me yet? Yeah, no, right? It's like, Tommen seems to be a good person, but he's making all the wrong decisions.
He's very naive, gullible.
He's persuaded by the silver tongue of strong men.
He was persuaded by Margaery, and Margaery's like not even really turned. He's like persuaded by Margaery to be something that she's not.
Yes.
I don't know. Awkward.
I don't know, dude.
Whatever. So, anyway, moving on. The Hound, he gets some revenge.
Dude. How sick was it when, like, he was, like, coming from behind the guy and just straight up fucking chops his head off, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah!
And then he shoved the axe in the other guy's nutsack.
Dude, right? He, like, so he chops one guy's head off, splits another guy's skull open with the axe, like, directly into his fucking skull, dude. And then I was like, holy fuck, dude. And then I think he, like, just, like, sliced the other guy, like, in the chest or something. And then he fucking just like
he upchucked the dude's nuts and he's like, where is the man in the yellow cloak?
Oh, dude almost like threw up like on his ball sack and his shit just start fucking fell. I was like, bleh.
And then like he finds the other guys.
Yeah.
But like they've already been captured by the Brotherhood without banners or whatever.
Yeah, I guess somebody was right, I suppose.
Oh yeah. Sorry. We were talking about this like a couple weeks ago, but it's not really that important. So, yeah, and then they're like, these are our prisoners. They befuddled our name or whatever.
He's like, fuck that.
And he's like, give me two of them. And then they're like, okay. And he's like, I'm going to murder them. They're like, no, they need to be hung. And he's like, fuck. He just kicks the barrels out. And yeah.
Yeah, then they have like a nice little chat or whatever. And
he's like, you should join us, Mr. Clegane. And he's like, I like fucking chicken. There's a joke about him and chicken. But.
Sick.
Yeah. So what'd you think of this? Is he gonna join the Brotherhood without banners?
That would be sick.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just feel like that'd be a good place for him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they're like talking to him about like how he almost died, and they're like, must have been a big man.
Must have like, been a big man.
A woman.
It was a woman.
Yes.
That's frightening. Fucking Brienne.
Oh yeah. So yeah, I really like the Hound returning again and being all butchery.
Yeah, yeah, man. So, I like him.
They managed to take like characters that we hate and make them likable, except for Joffrey. Nobody ever liked Joffrey.
Yeah, he's a little cunt.
But yeah. Tyrion.
Ooh, Tyrion and his little fucking, tell me a joke.
Oh, yeah, and then he's like.
Tyrion.
Got it.
He's a joke.
Yes.
Because he's a dwarf.
Where's the rest of ya?
Where's the rest of you, mate? Dude, how funny if it would have been if fucking Grey Worm would have said that, dude. Tyrion, do you want to hear a joke? I would love to hear. Where's the rest of you?
So, well, we start with Varys leaving. You know, he's going to go find someone or something. Yeah, yeah.
That'd been so funny, dude.
So, like, the master's, like, attacking the city and shit.
Yeah, dude, craziness. Like,
but, like, before that, Tyrion's all like, let's talk about jokes and wine and my dream to own my own winery or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's interesting. I never knew that about Tyrion. Yeah.
And, like, Missandei's being all cute with her little drunkenness and telling stupid jokes. And then Warm Tongue is like, sorry. What's his name?
I guess there's only
Grey Worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Because
there's only one sexual act he can perform.
Grey Worm is like, he's like, blah, 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 blah.
He said Worm Tongue.
And he's like, this is joke.
This is joke.
Hey, Worm Tongue is from Lord of the Rings. Grima Worm Tongue. But yeah, I mean, like, do we think Tyrion made a mistake? Like, he got the city attacked, or was is just not this him not understanding that world?
Maybe he's accustomed to how things work in Westeros, and maybe it just doesn't work. Those kind of policies just don't work here.
All we know is that Daenerys is back.
That's exciting.
And the music went all. The music started to swell when you saw her little blonde head. It's like, and then she's all like, and they're all like, oh my god!
I was like, you look fit, mate.
Fucking worldy, she's world so class, fucking top notch. So do we think like, what's his face? No Dick and his sister are gonna show up to like,
yes, to save them.
Yeah.
A rear attack, if you must.
Attack from the rear. A little
got him.
A little anal cleansing.
Yes. Take this, you masters.
Yeah. Oh, master, I'm a mother, ya ass.
Do you think Daenerys is gonna unleash her dragons upon them?
I mean, I certainly would be entertained by that.
I would too.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think some of the dragons are going to be a little loyal to Tyrion. Watch, I think the two that are going to, I'm dead serious.
Is Tyrion
right
too small to ride a dragon?
Who knows? You can build him a saddle.
He would look so funny on a dragon. He'd be like, "Wee!"
What if he had like a dragon and then a sword? Dude, how funny! I can only ever imagine Tyrion in like that little meme that they gave him, like with a. The little, the fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
What's it?
How to Train Your Dragon?
No. The fantasy fighting and stuff with, like, fake armor and stuff that people, frothing or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's like, there's, it's not really Tyrion, the actor that plays Tyrion. It's like a little midget, though, and he's, like, in that armor with a sword. And he's just, like, pointing up to the sky, and he's like, I challenge you to
trial by combat,
dude. Yeah, that means so funny.
It reminds me of that little little knight from like the commercial where he's like in the egg carton. He's like, I'm from Camelot. And like his helmet keeps falling over his face.
A good time.
Yeah.
Oh man. So
where's the rest of you?
Where's the rest of you?
It's funny because like Tyrion actually like has all his parts where it's like if you said that's like Varys or Theon. Or even Grey Worm. It's like, they're missing some parts down there.
Where's the rest of you?
It's Ramsay jiggling the sausage.
Where's the rest of you? Where's the rest of you?
I got it. So, overall, what do we think of this episode?
I thought it was a pretty good episode. I mean, not amazing by any stretch. You know, I think it was a solid 8.0
episode. I would agree with that. Pretty solid. A little underwhelming, but pretty solid storytelling as well. Can't wait for Bastard vs. Bastard on
Bastardy Bastard
on the Day of Fathers.
Only one bastard can live.
Yeah. So it's like Father's Day, but like two bastards are gonna be fighting at the same time.
So funny, dude.
It's just hilarious.
How ironic.
Yeah. It's great.
It's great. So it's in the books, 8.0 by both of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have for Game of Thrones this week. But in case if you guys missed the memo, we have other podcasts coming for you guys this week. We have Wizard World coming because that is this weekend. We're going to go scope it out tomorrow and then go full-fledged into panels and go shopping and meet cosplayers and have fun on Saturday. And then, you know, we're going to podcast about that. We're going to include our weekly news as we always do for you guys. And that's all we have in the podcasting. But we do some updates on podcasting in the future. Will be the E3 coverage from this last week. We're going to do that next week, along with our long-awaited movie list next week as well.
Yeah, and we'll also be taking a step, kind of, I don't know, a step. But we'll be doing a political podcast.
Yes.
About guns, mostly. We might mention the Stanford rapist as well.
Yes.
Some pretty hot political topics going on right now, and that'll be on a separate podcast called Prioritizing Politics, but we'll post it to our Nerdy Boy stuff, like on our Twitter, Facebook, probably on our personal Facebooks, because it's like something that should be widely talked about, and spread around to everybody. So should this, of course. I mean, we're brilliant, but...
We're fucking awesome.
Yeah, so if you're interested in any of that or, I mean, anything really political, we'll probably be doing, we'll be doing that sometime, maybe this weekend, maybe in upcoming weeks, but, that'll be coming up and, we'll probably try to stick with that maybe once a month or once every other month, just on hot points or whatever, so.
Yep. As always, guys, please go follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We have this awesome website designed by Christian himself, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. We have a cool forum section where you can start a thread, communicate with our community. We'd love to hear what you guys have to say about our podcast, opinions on other nerd subjects. We'd love to have good conversations with you guys. Also, we have our Christian's buy list from every week, every comic that he buys during that week. We also have an articles page where we might cover some hot subjects that we just didn't have a chance to in our podcast in article form, of course.
Yeah. We're probably going to run out of things to talk about in the next coming weeks, 2-3 weeks here. Send us suggestions over Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever on our forum. Whatever suits you, send us suggestions. We're open to them. Movies, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Star Wars, whatever. If you're interested in previous movie reviews, we've done Civil War, Deadpool, The Force Awakens, Fantastic Four. You can find them all kind of going back through our feed.
And we'd more than be glad to rehash those stories as well.
Right.
Now that they've had a lot of time to subside and we had time to digest those storylines and really formulate strong opinions on them. We'd love to rehash those if you guys are more than interested in hearing it. We would love to provide the content for you guys.
So, yeah. We're working towards some new stuff as well. So, hopefully, we can get everything, you know, everything figured out and get some more ideas flowing. If you have suggestions for comic book talks, send those our way, too. We'll probably do that like once a month or whenever we have time, you know, kind of thing. And we will talk about this in the news as well, but Gotham and Lucifer both come back late September. So that's when we'll be getting back into those and probably the Flash Arrow all at the same time around there. So
correct. Also shout out to Reality Comics. Their social media for nerds, basically. Really cool. Go sign up with them. Have a great time with their website. It's a really fun experience. You can find a link to their website on our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com, on the homepage. You just click the image. It'll take you straight to it. Thanks to Nicholas J. for always being such a great follower on Twitter.
And hopefully we'll see you at Wizard World.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We're definitely going to tweet you guys, you tonight, Nicholas. Let us know if you're going to Wizard World, and what day you'll be there, and maybe we can try to meet up. That'd be really cool for us. Thanks to my brother, Daniel, for always supporting the podcast, giving us constructive criticism. Very much appreciate it.
Yes. So we're going to definitely be at Wizard World, as we've been talking about. And we were kind of discussing if we wanted to go in costume, because we have old, like, Halloween costumes we can go in, but it might not work out because they're very hot.
Well, and, yeah, especially mine, because it's like a latex mask, and like it gets really sweaty, and the sweat just collects against the latex, and it sticks to my face, and it's not a good time.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just wear my Nerdy Boys review shirt.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I can do that. That'd be pretty neat. So, but yeah, preparing next week, we will be talking about the E3 stuff. I've seen a lot of things come out about it, things I don't really understand, so hopefully Scott can elaborate on it.
Yeah, and we're still looking for our missing link, somebody to help fill in and help me kind of guide the podcast along, really.
Yeah. So if you know someone, or if you are someone,
let us know, and if you happen to live in the Sacramento area,
that'd be great. So great. And like as you said, we got our big list of all superhero movies since like 1998's Blade or something, and we'll be going over those. We'll probably have to go over the list before time to make sure like we both watched the movies. And if we haven't, we'll probably just take them off and maybe review them at a later date to add them back on the list.
Sick.
Be great. So all that stuff, we're just wasting time because this podcast was long enough.
It's all right though. It's pretty freaking hot in the room, like always, because you know we can't run the air conditioner because it's very loud. So we're gonna end it here. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott,
and I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And as always, stay nerdy, boys.